good morning, everybody. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. Rich, you took your oldest son to see U2?
I did. We went to the show this past Friday night. And it was the second time he's seen U2. He's a big fan.
Oh. And it was at the Garden.
Yep, we went to the Garden, and that show was it was a great show once again. But as I said, it was kind of strange because it's the most expensive concert ticket that I've ever. It's put it this way: I didn't buy the expensive seats. I bought seats that were kind of nosebleeds because it's the first time I've ever gone online to go buy tickets and been like, I think they might have outpriced me. And I see U2 every time. They're my favorite band. I see them every time they come.
This is how old we're getting, is that U2 is now in the Eagles' sweet spot from 20 years ago.
It truly is. And I was talking about this on Friday, is that they know who their audience is. They know who's going to pay at a place that's the size of the TD Garden. And it was the first time I ever was just like, I might not see this. I might not see my favorite band because it's just way too expensive. Because it wanted to be me and my wife and my son. And that would have been over $1,000 to get three tickets.
And so it's a principal thing.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know if I can do that. So I bought like three nosebleed tickets at the time. And so I end up going to the show. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching the show, it's a great show for me because they're playing like stuff off the new album, which I really like. And they're playing some obscure things, but if you're somebody who went to this show seeing U2 for the first time, like they played nothing off the Joshua Tree. Like, I mean, like, well, maybe we'd say like three out of their five biggest hits are off the Joshua Tree. I mean, almost the entire album is like a greatest hits album, and they played like hardly any hits other than the two you just heard Tom Brady singing right there. And most of it was like obscure stuff off an album like two albums ago that nobody really knows. And I'm thinking, if you came here and you paid $350 for a ticket and you didn't hear Where the Streets Have No Name and With or Without You, you're probably pretty pissed.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, for people like me, I knew what I was getting into and I enjoyed it. But yeah, it was a very strange show. I was not at the Tom Brady show. I was at the one where the losers went to, the Leftover show.
What one was Tom Brady at?
He was a Thursday night show. That's the one that like everyone went to. Like Beatle went to, and Dan went to, and all the important people.
Okay, and did they play hits in that one?
No, it was pretty much the same set list. Right. They switched like one or two things up. That's about it.
Now, was Brady in a VIP situation?
It kind of looked like it from where he was filming.
He was
in a box. Yeah. You can't get mobbed.
You can't get mobbed by the people.
No.
You gotta tape yourself. Oh, yeah. Come on, Medics Concert, everybody.
I'm just like you guys.
That's right. Look at me. I can't really sing. I'm just a humble man.
Well, by the way, I have to quickly change the subject drastically because we have a massive problem here at the radio station. And this is weird. So you've had things just get up and disappear from the station before, right?
I've had a case of Jameson Irish whiskey disappear.
Okay. And now, where was the case of Jameson Irish whiskey when you last saw it?
It was behind me in the area of the studio that only I sit.
Okay. Now, was it just kind of sitting out? Was there anything that said, like, Fred Toucher or anything on it? Or was it just like a box?
It was a box with all my other stuff.
No, understood. It's you don't take anything that's not yours. This is
golf club taken from here.
One. It was more than one. Every golf club disappeared except one. You left your bag back there forever, if I remember right.
No, I don't think they all disappeared. I think someone took my hybrids.
Okay, so you just took the nice clubs.
The ones are expensive. Yes.
All right. Okay, so yesterday after the show, somebody delivered a package to somebody came downstairs and said, hey, this is in the mailroom for you. And they give me this box. And it's a white box. And it's kind of big. And I open it up. And inside of it, there is this really nice remote control that I'd sent from Comcast. Like, they need to get me like a new remote. And it was a really nice new one for the new system that I have. So I was like, okay. And they put like some weird soccer thing in there too or whatever. So I put it back in the box that has my name on it. Okay. It says Rich Certainly. Everything's labeled on it. So I left and I forgot it, and I left it kind of in the jock lounge where just all the on-air personalities go, and it was kind of to the side. So I wake up from my nap yesterday afternoon, and I get a text from Tony Maz, and Tony Maz says, hey, I saw that there's this remote control sitting out, and it was in a box that had your name on it. Did you want to keep that, or can I have it and bring it home? And so by the time I woke up, it was he had texted me a couple hours earlier, and I texted him back, and I said, yeah, actually, I did want to, you know, thanks for keeping an eye on it. And he texts me back, coming and say, he goes, oh, it's gone now.
Oh, man.
So here's what happens when I walk in. Whoever it was, here's the box. It was in the box with my name on it. Like, my name is on the box. So what someone had to do was say, hey, a box with Rich Shurtleff's name on it. Reach in, pull out another box, open it up, see the remote, and then take it.
Well, okay.
So it's different than just having something sitting right, out that's just there.
But, okay, here's what could have happened if you want to, if you're investigating it completely. Maserati could have taken it out and, well, first of all, Maserati could have taken it. Second of all, Maserati could have taken it out and not bothered to put it back in the Rich Shurtleff box.
Okay, that's a little weird, too. Like, why would you go to a box that has my name on it
and look into it,
and then pull something out and look at it?
Yeah, Maserati, the only concrete evidence you have is that Maserati went through your mail.
Well, not really, because somebody could have gone through it first and left it out.
All right. No. That didn't happen. No, because you opened the box
right
after 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, so I left
so it. So that rids Zoe and Bertrand, because, I mean, as spastic as Zoe is, he doesn't go in. I don't think he goes in the jock rounds and just starts, like, sifting through everything.
Are you sure about that? Well, Rich, he wasn't here. He wasn't here yesterday.
So use common sense. So either Maserati has your remote control at home, or he left it out with the intention of taking it eventually.
Well, here's the text. Because, are you aware that you left a Comcast remote control in the jock lounge? Do you need it, or can I use it on one of my TVs at home? And I said, sorry, Tony, I just now saw this. I was taking a nap. I'd opened it and had to run right after the show. And he texts me back and says, I think somebody already took it. I walked in the jock lounge and it's gone. And I text him back, because of course someone did. Holy moly. So at some point between 2 o'clock and, like, 5:30, someone went in there and just took that box. But the main thing that I'm more frustrated, it's one thing, it's kind of on me if I had something and left it sitting out. You still don't steal it. But someone had to actually go into a
Tony
box.
Maserati.
It was either him or somebody.
Well,
had taken
no,
it out
Tony Maserati
him.
Went and did it. I mean, he's the one who did it. He told you he did it. I don't understand.
No, he didn't tell me. He said there was a Comcast remote that was left here for you.
If you were an investigator...
No, the evidence Tony is Maserati. Pointing towards him.
I would say the evidence is completely pointing against him.
So
at least Tony took it out. I doubt he took it, but at least at the least
he took it out and left it sitting
in a box for someone else to take.
So it's twofold. It's like whatever happened. It's like A, why is someone going into a box with my name on it, and B, why are you taking something that's not yours? And it's obviously something that's not like a candy bar or whatever like that.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of an expensive item.
Yeah, like, if it's something Boomer Esiason gave us, have at it.
Yeah, please. If it's a giant box with an American flag on the side of it with an American flag coasters, then...
That you assumed a lunatic had sent you.
Right, because it had an autograph we couldn't read.
Pat, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Rich. I think you just took too long to respond. He probably figured after, you know, you say you took a little while, a couple hours or something. He just took too long, and he probably did take it. And then you responded, and he's probably going to bring it back in today for you and say, you know what, I didn't think you wanted it because it took you a while to respond.
You see, Pat, the thing is, though, is he was still here when I texted him. So
I didn't think you wanted it because you didn't text me back. I just assumed you didn't want it.
That's right.
Because I was living my life away. I was somehow away from my phone for 2 hours, and you have to assume at that point someone doesn't want their items.
So there's really like three shows worth of employees that it could have been. It could have been.
The culprit is Maserati.
No, not taking it. He might have taken it out of the box.
No,
I understand
that. He took it out of the box.
Because why wouldn't he have just said, oh, it's still here?
Right.
No. If he would have said when he found out that I wanted it, oh, it's still here, because he hadn't left yet. He hadn't left yet when he texted me back.
Okay, he took it out of the box, though.
He may have, yes. More than likely he did. More than likely he took it out of the box.
I would say there's about a 95% chance he took it out of the box.
More than likely he did.
How would he know it was remote?
Because you'd have to open it up. And that's the other thing, too, is like the remote, it's kind of weird. You have to kind of rummage through the box once you open it, too, because there's a thing it's covering up. It doesn't say remote control on it.
Right.
It's kind of like when you get, like, an Apple product. You got to open up a few things, yes, and then you see it sitting in there.
Right.
So there was a lot of, like, fingers.
He went through your mail. And then had the audacity to text you to inform you he went through your mail.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Because it wasn't Bertrand, and it wasn't... Was Hardy here yesterday?
Hardy.
It wasn't Bertrand.
Could have been Sarge.
Could have been Sarge. Sarge was here.
He's just wandering around.
I don't know.
It could have been Sarge. It could have been Lanny. It could have been someone from the night show.
It could have been Arcane, who messed with your stuff earlier, if you remember correctly.
Did he really?
Well, remember that we had this whole thing where he got locked out of his computer? And Arcane accidentally did that?
Aaron, go ahead.
Fred, you're 100% right. We all know Tony, that little old weasel. We all know he took it. I don't want to hear anything other than we all know he took it. Use a little bit of common sense, Rich. Right? This is exactly what happened. Well, I'll lay it down. Really? I'll lay it down for you.
He at least is the one who went through it. I mean, he went through it. I mean, and then he had the balls to. I like Tony. I hate that we have to keep saying this, but I like Tony. But he had the balls to go through your crap and then. And then text you if you could have it.
So,
oh, by the way, when someone ripped off all that Bushmills,
yep,
they left one bottle.
That's right.
Oh, well, of course.
And there were eight of them, right? There were like eight of them
there
in the box?
There were 10 of them.
10 of them.
And they stole nine bottles
and
of
stole
Jameson.
Nine bottles. Like, all right, dude. Like, what are you going to do with, seriously, what are you going to do with nine bottles of Bushmills?
Have a hell of a party.
You could have a huge party and not go through nine bottles of Bushmills.
That's a lot of liquor.
That's a lot of liquor, and it's a lot of people wanting whiskey.
I've been to weddings with like hundreds of people, and I don't think they use nine bottles of Jameson.
It's a Bushmills.
Or Bushmills, rather.
Northern Highland versus Southern Highland. No, because not everyone drinks bourbon. So you would have to have, and so what? So three people per bottle if it's a big party. I mean, what is it, the royal wedding? I mean, you have 100 people over. Not everyone wants bourbon. I would say, what do you think, about 15% of the people would drink bourbon, maybe 10?
What kind of incentive can I put out there to the employees to secretly rat out whoever did it?
There's no incentive. Just ask. Did they give it to you for free?
Yeah, they did.
All right, so just ask for another one. I mean, that's all you can do. Here's a CBS Sports Minute with
Boomer. No, I'm principal. I want to know who did it.
Well,
who's ganking stuff from the station?
You're not going to gank. That is the word from an Eazy-E record.
To experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, the Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on? Lots of stuff.
Well, today is the big day. According to reports, the Bruins will get a sit-down with about five other teams this afternoon with John Tavares, the 27-year-old goal-scoring center from the Islanders. And hopefully Sweeney and the guys can make a good enough impression that they empty out the piggy bank and make the biggest signing the Bruins will have made since Chara, right? Wouldn't this be?
Chara and Savard.
Yeah, Savard is the other one.
Yep. So the price, well, from what we've heard, the Islanders have already offered $11 million a year. So that's where it starts. On top of that, the Bruins and all those other teams can only offer 7 years, whereas the Islanders can offer eight, so they are truly going to have to blow him away. Other teams in the mix, the Sharks, Lightning, Maple Leafs, and the Stars. Now, if the choice is purely financial, the Stars and the Lightning may have an advantage because both teams have no state tax, but this also means that the Bees will more than likely have to clear some space, which looks like... Bye-bye David Krejci in a $7.2 million cap hit, which you could probably do, or David Backes in a $6 million cap hit, which would be a lot tougher. Have we heard any good news on the Backes front? Because I know that there's several teams that would obviously want to take someone like David Krejci, maybe not for the full amount, but they would at least be interested.
No one's going to take that Backes contract.
No, and then Krejci, you'd have to give a lot of money back. It's and I'm hearing out of all those teams, it's highly unlikely that he picks the Bruins. I don't know, have any idea why he wants to go to San Jose.
Yeah, that's a weird team to have thrown in there. The Lightning seems to make sense.
Well, the Lightning are going to, I don't know how the Lightning would do it. And if I'm the Lightning, I don't know what I'm giving up.
Toronto's his hometown team, right?
Right, but if he's so concerned about taxes, then he doesn't want to go to Toronto. I mean, Dallas is weird. San Jose is weird. Everything else makes sense. I was listening to something yesterday, and they were saying this makes Bergeron your second-line center. No, it doesn't.
No.
Under no circumstances. And weird you'd say that. Like, it might... Why would they move anybody? Why would you move anyone off that top line? I mean, I'd keep it... It was the best line in hockey.
No.
But that's what people were saying. Now, Tavares is a more dynamic goal scorer, certainly, than Bergeron, and he's a two-way player. But I have no idea why you would break up that top line.
No, but by the way, nobody in this room has a problem with them paying that kind of money for Tavares, right?
No. He's a top 10 player in the NHL.
Sure. These contracts are insane, though. I mean, 7-year contracts in the NHL, I know that's just the way it is, but it is.
It used to be worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course. The Kovalchuk thing changed everything.
That's the thing that prompted the rule change. You can't give them any more than 8, right?
No, you can't give him any more than 8 because of Kovalchuk, who had like a 17-year contract that at the end was paying him $18,000 a year.
Mike Milbury gave the goaltender DiPietro from BU like 10 or 15 years, too, if I remember right.
So
that was an epic disaster that sunk the Islanders for years.
But yeah, that was a very clever way on being sarcastic of getting around the cap. It's like, oh... No, we want Kovalchuk to play here for 15 years. Yes, he's making $80,000 the last year of his contract.
And the other thing is, all these teams have to worry about salary cap space, too, not just the Bruins.
Right.
I mean, the Bruins have $11 to $12 million, and if you pay $11 or $12 to Tavares, you're going to struggle. A lot of these teams have to jump through a lot of hoops. The Maple Leafs, and I was reading Matt Dolloff on our website, Maple Leafs have $25 million worth of cap space, but they also have Austin Matthews to worry about next season.
Right.
They have Mitchell Marner to worry about next season. Those are 20 and 21-year-old guys that are wrapping up their first 3-year entry-level deal that are both going to make a crap load of money.
And if you're Tampa, how much do you want to screw around at this point?
Yeah, I mean Tampa's got big salaries too. So
yes.
I mean every team that's going to sit with Tavares has their own problems, not just the Bruins as far as cap space.
I have no idea why San Jose or Dallas, none. Absolutely. San Jose just, like, it's like he has a friend there or something.
And Dallas, right. Dallas has Sagan to worry about. Sagan's going to want $10 or $11 million in the next year or two.
But it was just such a random team. And I understand there's no state sales tax, but then take Toronto off the table. I mean,
that's because he's at home. I mean, isn't that his
right,
home team?
I know, but you got to kind of remove tax considerations if he's considering Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, that was strange.
Or California or San Jose. I mean, California's taxes are insanity. All right. You know who we got on the phone?
Oh, I don't even know how to handle this guy.
Well, you let him riff.
Okay. All right.
You don't say how to handle this guy. He's got his own material. Scott, the traffic guy, hillbilly from New Hampshire. Hello.
Fred, what's going on, brothers?
Hey.
Hey, how you and Rich and Wallach doing?
We're great.
Hey, guess what? It's a parking lot on 128, brother. Oh, it's a BOGO. Buy one snap session to ride, get one free. What are you guys doing?
Just letting you riff, Scott, the traffic guy.
No. Hey, I met somebody new yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear? Come on, ask Rich.
Yeah.
Rich, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Scott.
Rich. No, it's Rich.
I'm here, Scott.
All right. Hey, you're never going to believe who I'm standing next to right now.
Jack Daniels?
You're not going to believe it. I am on assignment.
Okay.
I've been placed on assignment today. You are not going to believe who I'm standing next to. I'm serious.
Okay, who is it?
All right. I'm going to hear my phone number. Hey. Yeah. It's 98.5. Yeah, Toucher and Ritz, the guys on the radio. Hang on a second. Hey, this is Robert Quare from the Gillette Fair. Oh, we coming in hot this morning. Ooh, boot scooting fun time today at the Gillette Fair. Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Rich.
Yep, yep.
Where's that bird guy?
I'm here. What's up?
Where's Bird?
I think he means Bird.
The other Bird. Now,
is this Scott or Robert Kraft speaking?
Bird? This is Robert Kraft.
Hey, Bird. Listen, it's a parking lot this morning. What? Oh, Bird. Handicap parking is exactly what it says for him. I'm telling you.
Robert Kraft.
So what are you guys doing?
Robert Kraft. If I could speak to Robert Kraft again.
Yeah.
Robert
Kraft. Hey, this is Robert Kraft. Oh, hey, Fred. Fred, hang on a second. I got the itinerary right here in front of me. We're going to run hot this morning. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems like somebody put a cigarette out on the itinerary. So I'm going to make it out as best I can. Oh, we got the free Xanax, free Petting Farm, raccoons, free.
all right. Thank you.
Oh, no, no. This is nothing. Hang on a second. Hey, Robert, can you give me that back? Hang on a second. You guys know this guy. Hey, it's Trey Nugget again. There's a thing up here on this itinerary, on the program. You listening?
Yeah, we're here.
All Scott, right, we're always here, buddy.
All right, hang on a minute. Time out. It's total. Wait a minute. T. Hang on a second. Give me a minute. I don't have my glasses on. TB. There's four letters missing in the middle. Total bull. I think it's a horse rodeo.
All right. Scott, the traffic guy. What an exciting time to call in. Not as prepared as last time.
I'll be honest. As long as he continues to turn over the phone to guys sitting on his couch, I'll be fine with taking his call.
Well, he's at 128. Okay. It was a parking lot.
He took it to a new level when Robert Kraft showed up.
Yeah, but then he is fascinated we're here.
He's like, what are you doing?
He likes to go, are you there?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Rich, are you there? Hey, Fred, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Where's that burger? What are we doing? He's got a crutch.
Well, I think, I think that his mind is working. Like, which character is he going to bring out next?
Sure. I mean, next thing you know, this guy will be hosting the NHL Awards.
Could be.
He's got that level of comedy.
Well, listen, he's always, next time, I mean, he came in hot the first time you called in, and he had a lot of material, so we'll have to.
All of a sudden, Robert Kraft was Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, well, sometimes the imitations hurt. You know, sometimes they are just characterizations that are not exactly how they sound, but we can all relate. All right, now what is coming up there?
All right, Celtics made a move. Also, some kind of interesting rumors being floated out there about the Bruins goalie situation.
Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Oh, well, the Celtics making big moves. Brad Wanamaker. He's a guy who's 6'4", and he does a little bit of everything. Averaged 13.5 points, 3.2 rebounds, and 4.2 assists over the past three seasons in Europe. He played with Daniel Tice over there, so if the success that they had with Daniel Tice is any indication, Brad Wanamaker is going to be an all-star in the making. He's from the EuroLeague, and he's finalizing a deal to join the Boston Celtics next season. I guess for a while, there's been a bunch of teams who have been looking at him, trying to figure out whether they want to bring him over here, and I guess he's been somewhat coveted, but he was on that Turkish team. What are they called? Fenerbahçe.
Yes.
Or whatever like that. So he is going to be here as somewhat of, I guess, a bit of security in the point guard department, seeing that really no one knows what's going to happen with Marcus Smart. And we figured out what's going on with Shane Larkin yet. Is there any kind of indication as to what they're going to do with him?
No.
So this just kind of seems to be a move where, once again, as I said, if they have any kind of success that they had with Daniel Tice, it should be somewhat of a solid bit of security in case things blow up all around them and they're not able to sign Marcus Smart. So there you go. He is an elite European player over there.
It's funny because there's a picture in the Boston Globe of two players, and I can't tell you which one is Brad Wanamaker.
I don't know what Brad Wanamaker looks like.
But it's just odd. It's like they show. Why don't they just show a picture of? Okay, so he's the black guy. All right.
Oh, so is it two guys? Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I've watched a ton of Brad Wanamaker.
I just thought it was interesting that they had a picture of two guys, and you were supposed to decipher who the person was.
Well, another thing that is interesting regarding the Boston Celtics, remember how I told you there was a story that Sam Amick from USA Today came out with saying that one of his sources in San Antonio said that there is no way in hell that they are going to trade Kawhi Leonard to a Western Conference team, which makes sense. They said more than anything they weren't going to trade him to Los Angeles. Well, according to Vegas now, they believe that the team that has the best chance of having Kawhi Leonard on their roster at the beginning of the 2018-2019 season is
Celtics.
Boston Celtics at plus 175, with the 76ers being in second place at plus 285. And then it goes Orlando Magic, which I've actually heard that being thrown out around as well, because they do have some decent things that they could trade them at plus 350. And then it goes Spurs, Lakers, Clippers, and then any other team.
Now, this came out of nowhere, right?
It did.
It came out of nowhere, and there's no real new news that's been public here. So
but
I'm
Vegas
wondering
knows
why
everything, right?
Why now? Again, you're more the betting guy than I am, Rich. Everyone's more of a betting guy than I am. But wouldn't it seem
for a guy doesn't even bet that much?
Well, I know you're still miles ahead of me. Would it be good for Vegas to kind of lower the odds to get some money rolling in on the Celtics and then jack the odds back up?
Yeah, Rich. As the king of Vegas,
at this table you are
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah, we got to get the Bankroll Boys on this. Matter of fact, this came from the Bankroll Boys.
Okay.
I saw Joe Murray
actually
tweet this last night. But no, this is not one of those bets that's something huge like the Super Bowl where they need money to sway one way or the other.
All right.
I don't think there's a ton of people really betting on where Kawhi Leonard is going to go. However, this probably came on the heels of that report I was talking about. Once there was a trusted reporter who said he had a source within, and it all makes sense. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you give Kawhi Leonard away to somebody that you're going to have to continuously play? And I also think that the blood is bad enough that you may have a Paul George situation where it's like, we are going to completely take you to a different conference just because we don't want you there. We're not going to bring you where you want to be. There might be a little bit of that as well. So, I mean, that makes sense with the Boston Celtics. They have a ton to offer. I still don't know if, I mean, Danny likes Kawhi Leonard. I know we have a feeling that that's the case just from, once again, other reports. I don't know if it would make that deal. It depends on what they would have to give up for him. I mean, would you do that deal if it was Jaylen Brown and several picks for next year, for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard? Because it's going to be 1 year.
Several picks?
Two of the four?
I'd like to know if he's healthy. I really need to know if he's healthy. I don't think
he's healthy. Say he's healthy, because, I mean, Danny's going to do due diligence and figure out what
Jaylen Brown and say, the Sacramento pick for next year for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard?
Let's say two of the picks, one of them including Sacramento.
Yeah,
right?
I'd consider that. I would.
Yeah, I mean, I would consider it as well. I mean, that just makes your team stacked. Think about that. You would have, I mean, an unbelievable starting five.
Yes.
You have Kawhi, you'd have Kyrie, you'd have Hayward, you'd have Horford, and you'd have Tatum.
If LeBron doesn't go back there, you'd be a lock to win the East.
Right. That's the other thing about all of this, is that if he were to become a Celtic, that means he can't be a Laker, which means that LeBron James is sitting there with Paul George, and what else? If it's DeMarcus Cousins, if that's the big move, I still don't think that that's a team that can be
Kawhi Leonard's
State.
Just going to end up in L.A. anyway, so you wait out a year. Maybe if you're LeBron, you go back to Cleveland for a year, and then you go out to L.A.
Just do a one-year deal?
Yeah, just do a one-year deal.
No, I mean, that's look at J.R. Smith all over again.
I mean, he hates that team. You know what? I give LeBron James respect for something he decided to do. He's not going to be going around watching any of these presentations and sitting down and getting wined and dined. I actually like that. He's like, I don't need this. I've done this so much in the past. And it did kind of bring up the memories of, and I was reading a bunch of articles about some of the more ridiculous sit down and presentations that they did. And do you remember when Dwight Howard was like the huge, like the highly coveted free agent, and Mark Cuban made that stupid movie for him? And it was like a cartoon movie. Do you remember that was leaked out to the press?
Yes.
There was a cartoon movie, which is horribly embarrassing. Not as embarrassing
as...
Yeah,
there's the new one.
Oh, my gosh. The Paul George... So, apparently there was a guy... It was the guy that used to drive you crazy was on the radio. Who was the dude who used to host with Golic?
Oh,
Greenberg.
No, it wasn't Greenberg. It was the Golic Junior.
Oh, yeah, the Barnacle Golic.
Yeah. What was his name?
Robin Lundberg?
Robin Lundberg. Yeah.
Robin Lundberg, I talk.
Robin Lundberg got a hold of a script that the Lakers wanted a voiceover for in a movie that they were going to show Paul George to pitch to him.
It's showtime, baby. It's the big bright lights of L.A. Go get Robin Lundberg.
No. Robin Lundberg got the script.
Well, I like to just envision a world where in Los Angeles with the Lakers, they couldn't find anybody and just scraped the bottom of the poo barrel and brought up Robin Lundberg.
a person who every morning, every morning, I said, how in the hell is this person on the radio?
First, last, Robin Lundberg, Mike Hogg Jr.
Clipped, senses, don't talk like this. In real life.
That's what Jay-Z would do. All right, so this is according to says, a person contacted to potentially audition for the voiceover was given directions that it should be, quote, less Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, and more Jamie Foxx. So you got to put a little swag into the
More Jerry Lewis.
Ladies, you want to be a Laker?
Hey, Paul George with the thing in the hoop.
So the pitch was entitled Two Dreams. And the text right now, remember, this is like the video that they're going to show Paul Drew is going to win him over.
And then it was the fat lady from Heart that came out.
Yeah, it was just Ann Wilson.
Ann Wilson.
And a bunch of dancing people around her to make her look like she's doing anything
she's
active.
She's just submerged in water. Like she was in the video.
That's right, from the chin up.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm sure with some dramatic music in the background, the voiceover would be, I can't do a Jamie Foxx voice, so I just imagine in your head, when you were just a kid, in your room, dreaming from Palmdale, we were dreaming too.
I was your sock in the corner.
You were dreaming of Jugs McGillicuddy. While you dreamt, we built for your arrival.
The company jargon.
And while we dreamt, you built too, becoming one of the world's greatest. Imagine just, how do you not sit in this room while this pitch is going and not roll your eyes? Life's most powerful dream are the ones we realize ourselves. That sentence makes no sense.
They obviously have to know that after all these years, these guys want this. I mean, I don't think they just do it. I mean, this is probably what these guys want.
Oh, no, you're right. No, I guarantee
Paul George didn't go to college, did he?
That's a great question.
I don't, because this is the kind of stuff they do to recruit you.
The ones that turn us into legends. The kid from Palmdale always knew it. Now the world will too. So there you go. That's there. They were going to make some dramatic movie or video that had a Jamie Foxx type person doing the voiceover. Everyone knows all you need is Kelly Olynyk.
Fresno State.
If you want to get a pitch going, just get the Olynyk man in there with like a dirty shirt.
Cal State Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
He must have gotten paid.
By the way, on top of that, Paul George's offseason is going to be featured in a 3-part SportsCenter series where he chooses where he goes. Does anybody not know that something like this kind of backfired on a guy in the past?
Jesus.
Just wanted to just check and see.
Finally, ESPN's going to turn that ship around and get going in the right direction.
Is Paul George kind of like the most who cares?
Yes.
And he's a huge name, and you should be like, wow, where's Paul George going to go? But nobody cares you're LeBron James right now. The Kawhi thing's interesting. But Paul, you're the kind of third on the list of people we really care about where they're going right now.
He's also the only one who said yes.
Yes to this thing. Oh, yeah. Well, correct. Like LeBron James is going to do anything resembling the decision.
Finally, listen to someone.
So there's a goaltending situation we're hearing with the Bruins.
Well, this is something there was Pierre McGuire yesterday threw out a rumor about it, which he said was a playoff team. He said, I know one owner that wants to move his goalie right now because he thinks it's too rich for their blood, and he's told their management team to start looking for a suitor or maybe potentially to try and find a way to buy the player out. Now, once again, there's been a speculation as a bunch of different players, but I know there's been a few people, including some local writers, who thought maybe, just maybe, this could be in regards to Tuukka Rask, which I don't think would obviously be a good move, seeing that they just said, Anton Hudobin, you go figure out what the market is, and maybe we'll talk to you later.
Hudobin's not a starting goaltender. I'd be fascinated because they have no one in their system. Who the hell is they're going to get to replace Tuukka Rask?
Carter Hutton's a free agent, right?
I don't even know who Carter Hutton
St. Louis. St. Louis goaltender, backup goaltender for St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
32 years old.
Oh, yeah, but pop him in here, the backup goaltender.
Short-term answer.
See, I think that
you know what they should do is they should sign Tavares and then put some jabroni in goal.
Well, that's all they'll be able to afford, you say.
Right. Well, that's kind of the speculation as to whether or not someone would look at Anton Hudobin as a starter, and that's kind of why he's being, out there looking around. I don't think so either, but, I mean, I've heard some people speculate that might be the case.
Well, if they get rid of Tuukka Rask without anything to replace him with, that's not smart. We will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Nine eight 95, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Anything last that you want to go over?
Sure. The NFL Network had their top 100 players, as they do every summer, that is voted on by the players. And number one on the list was... That's right. Once again, Tom Brady comes in at number one. And if you take a look at where he has been ranked, once again, this is voted by for the players. So I actually do find this interesting. This isn't just some list that they come up with. That if you look since 2011, he has been ranked first, fourth, fourth, third, third, second, first, and first. Which means that in eight seasons, he has never finished lower than fourth among all NFL players. I do find that kind of amazing, too, because of how many people... I know that don't like Tom Brady and can't stand him and are frustrated by him, but the fact that they still vote him number one is kind of interesting. And another thing that you do know is that whenever this happens, it means a whole lot of Zoe on the NFL Network. Whenever they do anything about Tom Brady, it's Zoe all over the
place.
And
then he says that he won't do it because they're not paying him, and then he goes in and does it.
Yeah, well, they're taking clips from the play-by-play.
No, but then they ask him to come on, and he always says he's not going to do it because they're not paying
him. Oh, do the DA thing where you sit in the studio and go, Tom Brady's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
No, he would not do that. No, that I know.
You're talking about the Collins. Yeah, and he's done that before.
The Collins. Oh, okay. But no, DA's got... You can tell how much they care about those top 10 shows when they just go, oh, you're around.
Yeah. Right. You're the guy kind of near us.
Andre Reed, not a Hall of Famer. That was another one I saw him do.
The best is when it's like Night Train Lane, man. This guy, and you're like, he died before you were even a sperm.
We're like, how much research did you have to do on this guy before you thought of what to say about him?
Like, why would you even sit there and like pretend? Like, I got to tell you, a lot of people talk about, Walter Payton, but Night Train Lane was something else. What?
So here's what they...
This isn't like a stop motion. This is from a Nickelodeon.
Here's a few people talking about last night. Tom Brady getting the number one spot. Some of his fellow players.
Played in Pittsburgh this year.
Now, the Slater's starting things off. Let's go Slater.
Yes, indeed. Played in Pittsburgh this year. With a lot on the line for both teams in their season. We're down. We give the ball to number 12.
That's it here. Did Brady do it again?
And then there was a call that really shouldn't have been a touch to the
one pinch. He's there to get us out of it.
In the zone! Touchdown! The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh!
Greatest quarterback of all time.
Way to go.
That's a killer right there.
Way to go.
That's a killer right there.
Always!
You know that!
We were preparing for the Saints. We watched the Patriots against the Saints.
Kirk
Some of the plays he made, he threw a touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski, just hanging in the pocket. I see that as mobility. I see that as extending a play. It may not be running around. In fact, sometimes running around, he may look like a baby giraffe. But he finds a way in the pocket to keep his eyes downfield when there's chaos around him and deliver throws time and time again, especially in big moments.
And then we cranked some Creed in the weight room, and it was a good day.
Well, you know what Tom says when he's facing that pass rush.
What he says.
Yeah, and he goes, hello.
And he guesses as to who 2 and 3 were on this list.
Oh, they just had
100.
Yeah,
oh, they did. Okay, yeah. You had Antonio Brown at number 2. Carson Wentz was ranked 3rd on said list. So congratulations to him once again. That is kind of, I do find that interesting that he continuously is like in the top like 3 or 4, seeing that most people can't stand the guy if they don't play him. I mean,
I wonder how many of the players actually fill out the form and mail it in.
That's a good point.
Or open the email and do it.
You got to figure half at most. At most half.
Yeah, half's a lot still. I mean, that's a ton.
Yeah, I'm going to say 10% of the league gets around to doing it. Would you do it?
No.
I wouldn't do it.
I got enough, you know, I got practice, I got meetings, I got video, I got family, I got... You know, a massage. I got a lot of things. Time in the whirlpool. I don't have time to be filling out forms
for the NFL Network.
I got enough problems in my. You know, I got to deal with
that. That's something that I don't think I'm getting around to. Or I just let my kid do it.
Well, here's something even that's going better. To be read into all morning long, even though there's really no reason it should be. Tom Brady yesterday put on Instagram regarding being number one in the NFL top 100. He said, "Thank you. I am beyond blessed. Football is the ultimate team sport, and I love playing for my teammates, coaches, organization, family, and our fans. Congratulations to all the players recognized for 2017, but 2018 is upon us."